This is the third morning service on April 14, 2019. It is the 65th anniversary of the founding of the Tsuchiro Megumi Church. The message title is Born, Lived, and Died from Book of Genesis, Chapter 5, Verses 15 through 27. The message is delivered by Pastor Shonju Park.
15절부터
Book of Genesis, chapter 5, verses 15 through 27. Verse 15. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he became the father of Jared. After he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years and then he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, became God, because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. In all ages and countries, everyone seeks for healthy longevity, no exception. From time to time, someone would say that he no longer wishes to live, maybe because of tough experiences in life. Everyone would like to live a healthy, happy, long life. In Japanese, there's a word, pimpin korori, PPK, which means a healthy, long life, and to die all of a sudden. In any case, everyone wants to live a healthy long life. To see grandson and grand-grandson, children, grandchildren, grand-grandchildren. But there's something which does not change. That is, we die one of these days. God decided that we die. In Hebrew chapter 9:27, God says very clearly that we die one of these days. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that know to face a judgment. Hebrew 9:27. There is no one who does not die. So death is not somebody else's matter. It's our own matter. And we don't know when it comes. And knowing that we are going to, knowing, not only knowing it, but thinking about our death, changes our life. Although it sounds very normal to know that we die one of these days, but it is the truth of life. And today's passage also talks about it. Chapter 5 of the book of Genesis describes the family tree from Adam to Noah. And it was the era of the longevity, the average lifetime at this era was about 112 years. How were they able to live so long? According to some scientists, there are some explanations. One of them says that according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 7, God created the layer of water above the sky, which prevented the penetration of harmful rays from the universe. The human being were only exposed to unharmful rays. So the earth was like a greenhouse. And it was the very optimal conditions for longevity. But it became short after Noah's flood. In chapter 7, verse 11, upon the flood in the time of Noah, the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And the layer of water was lost, and harmful rays poured upon the earth, and the human lifetime became shorter, according to the scientists. So, in the time of today's passage, the average age was 912 years. And verses 15 through 17 talks about the life of Mahalalel, who lived 895 years. That's a very long history of life. But he gave a birth and lived and died. That's the way the scripture describes. And from verses 18 through 20, it talks about Jared's life. He lived 962 years, but his life was also described as the life of giving a birth, living, and died. And in the verse 25 through 27, he lived 969 years, the longest life described in the scripture. And Mesillah, but his life was also described as giving a birth, living long and died. So these three people lived long life, but at the end it described as only, you know, giving a birth, living long and died. Even though they lived a long life, their life was only one passing point in the eternity. And after such long life, nothing is left. So even our life is only a dot in the eternity. And this is why we need to know what is really important in our life. So it's not the longevity of our life. There is something more important, which is the content of our life. What sort of life we live. In the passage we read today, there is someone who is very different from others. That is Enoch. He also gave a birth to sons and daughters, and he lived a normal life. But there was something different about him. Verses 21 through 23. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. So his life was 365 years. It is long from our standpoint, but in his time, it was rather short, much shorter than the average age of his time. And verse 24, there was something different about him. Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more. So he didn't die. There are only two people in the Bible who had a similar experience of taken away by God. Enoch and Elijah. We know Elijah. He was a great prophet. When he prayed, there was no rain for 3 years and 6 months. It's not human power that enables that. But when he prayed, all of a sudden, the heavy rain poured. And when he prayed again, a fire dropped from the heaven, which burnt away. So he was a great prophet. Then we might understand that he was taken away by God without dying. But Enoch, what is so special about Enoch? But the Bible says he was a special person. In chapter 4 of Genesis, there's a story of Cain and his family. Cain's descendant, Lamech, had two wives, according to the verse 19 of chapter 4. And they had children, three sons and one daughter. First one was Ada, who lived in tents and raised the livestock. He might have raised sheep and goats. but many, but also maybe many other animals very professionally, that he might have made the fortunes out of that. The second one, Jabal, who made the music instruments for the first time. He made the stringed instruments and pipes. It was the first wind instrument. So through his work, the music was developed. And the third son, Tubal-cain, he was a forge. He made the instruments and tools from bronze and iron. I'm sure that he must have made the fortunes from his work. And there was a daughter, Nama. Nama there's not much explanation about her, but meaning of Nama is joy and happy. So likely she might have been good at singing and dancing. It may be like the idol of our time. In any case, the descendants of Cain's developed the cultures which we see today. In this sense, Cain and his descendants can draw our attentions, and maybe they can be respected because of their accomplishments. But so Cain's family was successful in human sense. But Enoch, what is so special about him that a scripture focuses on? In Hebrew chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 5, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. So he was living a life, his life, pleasing to God. Not pleasing to human being, pleasing to God. So we see the difference between the life pleasing to God versus the life pleasing to mankind. From human point of view, Cain might be more respected. He was rich, he was number one, he was very successful. So living the life with God may not appear so outstanding, but what sort of life should we live? What should we leave behind us? It is important to leave something which lasts eternally. But to do so, first we need to remove what we do not need in our life. That is our sins.
(Clears throat) 에녹의 성경 기록은 히브리서
Book of Jude in the New Testament also talks about Enoch and his time. And verse 16 of Jude talks about the people in the time of Enoch. It says, these people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. So, the people of Enoch's time were eating and drinking the sins. Maybe not so different from our time. Or maybe now our time is worse than the time of Enoch. In any ages in the history, human being has been a slave of sins. We are all seeking for money, power, reputation, and pleasures. But can those make us happy? Can those help us please God and to win the victory in this world to enter God's kingdom? I watched a TV program the other day which was talking about the money and the level of happiness. According to a study, the level of happiness of those who are the richest 400 richest people in America was the same as native Africans in Kenya. So even if one gains more money, it does not help to increase the happiness level. It's not only money, but also power or pleasures. When we cleanse our sins before God, our life becomes really happy because we receive true happiness there. With sins, we cannot satisfy ourselves. We cannot become happy. When Enoch lived with God, it means he resolved the problem of sin before God. God is holy. We cannot approach him while we are having a sin. When we solve the problem of sins, we can approach God and we can become happy. And that is the secret of our life. All human beings are the same. Unless we cleanse ourselves from sins, no one can go to a heaven. In my church, I baptized someone who was 97 years old, who died at the age of 102. He was living in my neighborhood, and I was trying to convince him to believe in God and to be baptized before he died. But he was very nice, but he never believed. And one day, when he was 97 years old, he was hospitalized because he broke his bones. And I visited him in his hospital, He was sleeping when I arrived there, but suddenly he opened his eyes and he saw me. And as soon as he saw me, he said he wanted to believe in God and wanted to be baptized. So I asked him why so suddenly he decided. And he told me that he had a dream. In his dream, he died. And he went to the gates of heaven. But the gatekeeper stopped him. And the gatekeeper told him that he could not enter this gate. And so he asked the gatekeeper why. And gatekeeper told him that he left something behind on the earth. Then he woke up, and then in front of him, I was sitting. The pastor was sitting, and he understood what he left behind. And he was baptized at 97 years old. And when he was baptized, he gave a testimony, and he said, the reason I lived, he lived for 97 years was to be baptized. And he died at the age of 102. We all die. But with sins, we cannot enter the heaven according to the Bible. Because the heaven admits no one to enter, no sinners to enter. So who can enter? According to Revelation chapter 21, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How can our name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Revelation chapter 22, verses 14 and 15. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Only through the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross, we can be forgiven of our sins and we can enter the gates of heaven. Nowadays, we can transform the photos we took to dramatically different photos by using a software like Photoshop. And the blood of Jesus on the cross is like that. When we approach before the cross and confess our sins, we experience the redemptive work of Jesus by grace. Then we will become like Enoch to live with God, to experience the happiness. What should we fill our life with? That is love. Everyone in this world is busy. We always say that we are busy. But are we busy for something that is valuable? Listen to Solomon. Solomon gained everything in three areas: money, power, and pleasures. But what does he say after getting all those in his life? Psalm chapter 127, verse 2. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2, he says, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless. This is the word of someone who gained everything in his life. He repeats meaningless so many times. He was emphasizing how meaningless the life was. Because the life is so short that disappears very soon. That is what Solomon is saying. But there is something which remains until the end. And that is a love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now these three remains, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Love remains. And we should fill our life with love that lasts forever. How can we fill our life with love? First of all, it is to love God. How can we love God? It is to spend the time with God, thinking about God, what He would do if He were me. By living our life thinking about how God would do if He were me is to love God. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 through 42, there's a story of Mary and Martha. One day, Jesus came to visit their home. Martha was so happy to entertain Jesus and prepare the food. She was so busy. But her sister Mary sat by Jesus to listen to his talk. And Martha was unhappy and complained to Jesus that Mary was not helping her. Maybe her complaint was reasonable. But what was Jesus' answer? Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So there was more important things than entertaining. It's a time to fellowship with God. Listening to God, His Word, and to pray with God.
우리 교회에서 내게 교회에서 뭐 어떤 것을 말씀하신 그것을 순종하는 자세.
Listening to God and thinking about what God might want us to do.
동의하는 것이 아닙니다. 어떤 좋은 우리들 실천이.
Sorry.
좋은 교제 시간을 가진 사실.
There's a survey on the how many or what how long the Christians are spending the time with the fellowship with God. And the average was 12 minutes. That's pity. Let us spend more time with God, listening to Him, thinking about what He might want us to do. And by doing so, God will be pleased with us and remember us. Secondly, we are to love others, love our neighbors, and to share God's love with others. What we have is not our own thing. Even our children are not ours. our children leave us. So the Bible says that we are not the masters of what we have, but the stewards. Whether it's money or time or talents, they are all God's, not ours. And we are to manage as stewards. And we should use those to share God's love with others. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, there is a story of a good Samaritan. Someone was attacked by robbers on the way from Jerusalem to Jericho. And it was only a Samaritan who took care of us, who took care of this man, and the Samaritan took him to an inn and cared about him, and he left money to the innkeeper to continue to care the person. And at the end of this story, Jesus said, in verse 10, chapter 10, verse 37, go and do likewise. And we are to share God's love with others. And what is the good work pleasing to God? That is to share the good news to others. And Jude chapter 1, verses 14 through 15, it says, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesies about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts that they have committed in their ungodliness and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. So Enoch prophesied God's judgment to people of his time. And he delivered God's message to them. And God, Enoch listened to God's message and delivered the good news to the people of his time. He lived his life as a witness of good news. And that's why God was pleased with him. Many people in this world would like to become a star. But a star in this world disappears very quickly. Only the stars in the heaven remain. Who are the stars in the heaven? The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. Those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. So those who lead people to the good news of the Lord are going to become the stars. So, our best work is to share good news with those whom we love. In chapter 5 of the book of Genesis, we see epitaphs of many. But many had in their epitaph, he gave a birth, he lived and died. But only one, Enoch, had a different epitaph. It was written, he lived with God. Let us live our life like him. Live our life with God. And I wish your church will be like that, living with God. Let us pray.